الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث الحادي عشر عن ابي سعيد عبد الله بن مغفل رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: نهى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الخزف، وقال: انه لا يقتل الصيد ولا ينكه العدو، وانه يفقع العين ويكسر السن. متفق عليه. Of the importance of sunnat, to love, respect, honor the sunnat, to practice on the sunnat, to propagate and promote the sunnat also in the world, and to see that people practice upon the sunnat. This hadith in particular shows that how was great importance the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had placed on sunnat and every word of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the 11th hadith in this chapter, narrated by Abu Sa'id Abdullah ibn Mughaffal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited from khazf. Khazf is like little children previously they used to play with a caterpillar. And actually this is that you put a stone on the thumb and with your forefinger you shoot it. This is like a game little children play. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade from this that you should not play this game, or like a caterpillar or a pea shooter. That also little children play with a pea shooter or with a caterpillar, and this was in those days where the stone was placed on the thumb and with the forefinger then a person shoots it. And the little children play among themselves. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited from it and said, explained why. وَقَالَ إِنَّهُ لَا يَقْتُلُ السَّيْدِ. It hasn't got the strength and power to kill a animal that is in hunting. It doesn't help in hunting. You can't hunt an animal. It hasn't got so much strength and power. Walayan kol adu, and it doesn't destroy the enemy either. You can't make jihad with that. That has got no power. It's got nothing. But what it does, wainnahu yafqaul ayn, it destroys the eye of a person. If a person shoots it into the eye of a person, that eye gets destroyed, gets damaged, gets destroyed. وَيَكْسِرُ sin, and it breaks a tooth of a person. So much power, it has only got to do this useless harm. And just children playing among themselves, and many such games, like today's games also, soccer, how many people are left with knee problems? How many, and in rugby, worse, people die also in that. And many other games, so these are just games, no benefit in them, but there is harm in them. So all those kind of games where there is harm like this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited from that. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ, and in another narration, إِنَّ قَرِيبًا لَيْبْنِ مُغَفَّرٍ, which is very similar to this narration which we have read, خَذَفَ فَنَهَاهُ. His nephew had also used this sort of game, putting the stone on the thumb and shooting it, and then he stopped him. He said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not allow this. You are doing wrong. Don't do this. This is prohibited by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَقَالْ إِنَّ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam نَهَا عَنِ الْخَصْفِ. And he told him that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited from it. وَقَالْ إِنَّهَا لَا تَصِيدُ سَيْدًا. And Nabi alayhi wa sallam explained that this you can't catch you can't do hunting with it. It doesn't got that amount of power and strength that you can hunt an animal. ثُمَّ عَادَ. Then he repeated, then he played the same again. He repeated. And this is the important part. فَقَالْ, then his uncle told him, وَحَدِّثُكَ أَنَّ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ نَهَا عَنْهُ. I'm explaining to you and telling you that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited from this. He said, don't play this game, don't do this. ثُمَّ أُتَّ تَخْذَفْ. And now you have again repeated. I told you not to do it, you're doing it again. لَا أُكَلِّمُكَ أَبَدًا. I will never speak to you again. And it is on record, whole life he did not speak to him. Today we want to make unity with people who break the laws of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We see the attitude of the Sahaba, those who went against Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's teaching. They clearly said, though it was close family people, he said that I won't speak to you again my whole life. So that was how they upheld the Sunnah and kept the Sunnah in mind. So it is very important for us also that we realize the value of Sunnah. In fact, as it is mentioned in many hadith and many explanations, that the honor and distinguishing factor of this ummah is the Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And through the Sunnah, Allah gives us honor and respect. And if we look for honor and respect in anything else besides Sunnah, in leaving out Sunnah, we will never get any respect whatsoever. If we want to imitate the kuffar, their education system, their lifestyle, etc., we only bring disgrace upon ourselves. We can never ever have any respect on honor and honor. Respect and honor is only following on the Sunnah. And that also to adhere to it, as it comes in the hadith, Abdu alayha bin nawajiz. Hold on to it with your back teeth, with your molars. In other words, very firmly. Today, any person just wants to practice a little bit according to Sunnah, we say he's extreme. He's being too strict and too hard. And we feel that everything you must just choose the light way out. Like we follow the kuffar, there is nothing wrong with that. But we follow Sunnah, we got a problem. And very sadly, learned people got a problem. You dress your children like the kuffar, you have leniency in deen, not so straight, just leave them, let them do anything, then that is okay. But the minute you want to practice on Sunnah, then it is you are being too extreme, and you are being too strict, and you are being too hard. Whereas we see with the Sahaba, and what gave honor to the Muslims is when they held on to the Sunnah firmly, and very firmly they held on to it. So much so, here we see that he did not speak with his own family member who was so close. Whole life he didn't speak to him. We would say a small matter, that he just again played with that, and no harm was also caused. We were just playing. So we would say, no problem. Why are you being so hard on the children? But we can see, if we want our success and we want deen to flourish, then this is how we have to hold on to the Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah give us understanding and tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi. Subhanallah.